Steve, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
What can you first tell us about the company JetBlue?
Well, JetBlue's been around for several years now, and they launched with a lot of fanfare thanks to new planes. They were well-funded, well over $100 million in funding when they launched, and a relatively new business model that tried to give a new service model, new in-flight product, those types of things, the highlight being live TV on board, which was something they boasted about and continue to highlight in their marketing.
It's been a rough time for the past 4 or 5 years for airlines. How has JetBlue done since its inception?
Well, when they launched, it was very successful, and they had very high operating margins and strong profits, and they did very well. But like we've seen in the past with many new startup airlines, sometimes they grow a little too quickly and don't adjust fast enough to the changing market conditions. So JetBlue hit some rough times. They posted some modest losses, actually, this past winter, and they had some operational troubles last year. They had a pretty poor on-time record. But overall, they've realized their mistakes and realized what they need to do to change it. And just earlier this year, they launched what they call a return to profitability program, essentially tweaking their strategic plan a little bit and making some adjustments. And now they're predicting that they'll be back in the black for 2006.
As we said earlier, there will be four routes daily today, beginning from Charlotte and going to JFK in New York. It's a very limited schedule. So how much will the average Charlotte air traveler be impacted by the addition of JetBlue?
Initially, it'll probably be small, and that's normal for JetBlue. Usually when they go into a new city, they start with service directly to their hub. They're based at New York's JFK Airport. So that's definitely a good start, and I think for those travelers, probably be mostly business travelers, those people will have definitely new options to get to New York and hopefully some lower fares as well. When JetBlue usually starts in a market, they usually start with some great fare sales, and then those fares usually creep up a little bit, but initially there's some really good deals. And, you know, I would encourage everybody to try the service and see what they think. I think generally they'll be pleased. And as you suggest, it's not a high frequency. They're not going to have a lot of flights, but as history has shown us, that JetBlue slowly increases the number of flights over time, and sometimes they go to some new destinations.
There was a low-cost carrier that pulled out of Charlotte last year. What has to happen in order for this to be a successful venture for JetBlue to stick around and continue serving Charlotte travelers?
Well, I think compared to some of the other low-cost carriers that have not done well in Charlotte, I think the key to JetBlue's success is the fact that they have very low costs, and they have a model, a business model, that generally has been proven over the last few years to work. And they've gone into some other fortress hubs, if you will, and been able to do well. So I think they'll stack up well against U.S. Airways, obviously the dominant airline in Charlotte. And the fact is they have, again, very low costs, and they have a product offering that works. And similar to Southwest, they have a very simple business model. It's just one class of service. It's a very simple boarding process. They turn their planes quickly. And generally, you know, they're known for their customer service. Their people are very nice, very helpful, which is definitely a refreshing change from some of the other airlines out there.
So you feel like JetBlue will be successful here?
I think so. I think so. I mean, they do their homework, and they go into markets that they know have a strong demographic of both business and leisure travelers. And we'll see. I mean, initially it'll take some time to get ramped up, and you may not see a huge jump in the number of JetBlue cities or JetBlue service in Charlotte. But again, it's a start, and it'll be probably nice for Charlotte travelers to have another choice of airline there.
Steve Lott, we always appreciate your expertise. Thank you.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.